From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club right here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. A little reminder of our Redfest 2020, which will be held on the 18th of April 2020, World Amateur Radio Day, at St Michael's College in Caboolture. Please put the event in your calendar in your mobile phone. We would like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remember, if you plan to drink, plan not to drive. And if you plan to drive, well then plan not to drink. Keep yourself safe and we'll see you in the new year. Bye for now and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club.
From all the broadcast team at Q News, to all our listeners, may you have a wonderful, enjoyable, relaxing and safe Christmas. I'm Jeff Emery. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hi, this is Lyndall, VK4 Zulu Mike, letting you know that one of the friendliest radio nets in the land happens this Tuesday evening, December 24th, from 7:30 p.m. on the Townsville UHF repeater, the Anne Renton Memorial Net Christmas Eve Edition. The net is open to young and old, YL or OM, and is a golden opportunity for anyone who needs practice on air to go onto the net as a second operator. Let's see if the YLs can outnumber the OMs. The net is also accessible to stations outside the Townsville region via the VK4TUB All-Star Link 46470 and the VK4TUB EchoLink node 837230. Thanks in 73s from Lyndall, VK4 Zulu Mike. Now back to Q News.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The opportunity is here for people to step up to some public service. Last week it was mentioned on WIA National News, and the official notice was published on page 41 of the current amateur radio magazine. What I'm talking about is the nominations being called for the two upcoming vacancies on the board of the Institute. In case you're wondering, these are not gravy train positions. There are no free lunches and no paid junkets, but there can be a lot of satisfaction in the job of director. You will come into contact with a lot of fellow amateurs, often by electronic means and personally if you can attend various functions. Like a lot of voluntary positions, the workload can be intense when issues arise, but you will get to participate in video conferences with other directors. For many people working, time management can be critical, and for this reason self-discipline is necessary. We do things to support our hobby and our fellow amateurs, but not to become slaves to the position. Of course, the important thing is that you must be a licensed amateur and a member of the WIA to put your name forward. The nomination form is printed on the reverse of the address sheet, with your amateur radio magazine. People from so many experiences and backgrounds join the numbers of amateur radio hobbyists. It's these various skills that can be put to the benefit of other amateurs in serving in a directorship. In the world of commerce and government, being able to demonstrate volunteer involvement in community organisation and experience at a governance level is a great thing on one's CV. For people who are entering the so-called retirement phase of life, using the skills and broadening the experience of an accumulated lifetime can bring great personal satisfaction. In case you think I'm painting too nice a picture, think of your own club experiences. There are those who participate and there are those who sit back. And worst of all are those who sit back and criticise or disrupt. Well, life is like that, and amateurs are just a cross-section of the community. You've observed them close up, and really it is just the same kind of engagement. Please think it over, and if you reckon you can assist your WIA, Get that piece of paper from the magazine and get it completed and lodged by the 31st of January next. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.